Okay, take a walk with me. Okay, you got your walking shoes on? Okay, and your head, are you dressed comfortably? Warm? Okay. Now we're going to take a walk and we're going to go way, 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 way back in time. Okay? I'm going to ask you to close your eyes if you're comfortable with that. Because guess what? We're not walking alone. We're walking with David, the king of Israel. But we're walking with David, the person, the guy, our friend David. And he says to us, he's got his arm around you, okay? He's got his arm around you, and he says, hey, listen, I need to pray to God for a while. We just walk with me and just listen to my prayer. And so David starts talking, and this is from Psalm 61, from the Message translation, but it's what David's heart is saying. Doesn't make any difference what the translation is. It's David's heart, and he's expressing it. And because you're his good friend, he's letting you in on how he talks to God. He says, God, listen to me shout. Bend an ear to my prayer. When I'm far away from anywhere, down to my last gasp, I call out. Guide me up High Rock Mountain. Take me there, Lord. You've always given me breathing room, a place to get away from it all, a lifetime pass to your safe house, an open invitation as your guest. You've always taken me seriously. God, you've made me welcome among those who know and love you. Let the days of the king add up to years and years of good rule. Set his throne in the full light of God. Post steady love and good faith as lookouts. And I'll be the poet who sings your glory and live what I sing every day. Amen. And that's how he prayed. My gosh. This friend of mine, David, calls God from anywhere he is, even when he just has his last gasp of breath. And he tells me, he says, God, I'm telling you what to do right now. I'm telling you what to do. Guide me up to High Rock Mountain. Guide me up there, Lord. I can't make it on my own, by myself. And then he tells God what he's always done in the past. He says, you always give me breathing room. You give me that place to get away from it all. And a lifetime pass. You know, you and I have that same lifetime pass. And David is saying to you, as you're walking along, he's saying to you as he's talking to God, he says, hey, Chris, you've got that lifetime pass too. Why don't you use it more often? Amen. And then he tells God, you just don't take me lightly, but you take me seriously. And you know what, God? You make me welcome. And we can apply that right now today to you're sitting right there. God, you make me welcome in this house of your God friends. God, you've made me welcome in the house of God. I didn't have to do it. You did it for me. You put a love in their hearts for me. You really are amazing, God. And then he says how he's going to shout and praise him and how he's going to live up to what he sings about him. Amen. I just loved it. And I just saw myself just really, really, really just. He had his arm around me and he was talking to me. He says, Sherry, learn to pray this way. David's telling me, Sherry, pray this way. It's your gift from me. I've given you a gift. God has given you a gift. And I've given, David's saying to me, and I've given you a pattern on how to use that gift. That's what the Psalms are all about. They're a pattern for us to know how to relate and talk to our Father God, to see him as our friend, to see him as our Savior, to see him as our Redeemer, the guide that takes us up to High Rock Mountain where nobody can get to us. Amen. I just love it. We're going to stand this morning and we're going to say it together. And we're going to say verses 6 through 8 of Psalm 61 from the Passion Translation. Let's say it together. You treat me like a king, giving me a full and abundant life, years and years of reigning, like many generations rolled into one. I will live enthroned with you forever. Guard me, God, with your unending, unfailing love. Let me live my days walking in grace and truth before you, and my praises will fill the heavens forever, fulfilling my vow to make every day a love gift to you. So let's make today and our praises and our worship in this house, let's give it as a love gift to him. Amen.